You can change the channel, but you can't get him out of your head. He's Andrew Wilkow.
All right, phone lines, 1-866-95-PATRIOT, 957-2874. Gavin Newsom, the former mayor of San Francisco, where the poop is flowing through the streets, homelessness is out of control, now wants to, as governor, spend $100 million on illegal immigrant health care. Joining us back on the program is Sally Pipes. She is the president and CEO of the Pacific Research Institute, pacificresearch.org. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you? In spite of all these terrible things going on.
Oh, fine. $100 million for non-citizen health care. They can't even seem to get the homeless people off the streets of L.A. and San Francisco, but they want to budget $100 million for illegal immigrant health care.
Yes, for adding illegal undocumented immigrants up to the age of 26. So that would be going from 19 to 26 at a cost for 138,000 additional people at a cost of $98 million. So, yeah, almost $100 million, exactly.
You know, I keep hearing about this budget surplus, and I remember when they had that one-time budget surplus under Jerry Brown, and even Jerry Brown's people warned Democrats in Sacramento, don't get spend happy. It looks like they're not listening.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, people think that when things are going well, they're going to go well forever. There is going to be a downturn. It's inevitable. And so if you spend all this money putting undocumented immigrant young people onto the rolls of Medi-Cal, which is going to cost in the coming fiscal year $102.2 billion. A third of Californians are on Medi-Cal, 13 million out of a population of about 39 million people. So this is absolutely ridiculous. When the turndown does come, like it did back in 2008, this is going to put California into a terrible deficit situation. And more people that are middle-income and upper-income people are already leaving California because of the incredible tax burden, the millionaire's tax extended to 2030. All of the gas taxes, all of this is encouraging people who are successful to move out of the state of California. They're moving to Tennessee. They're moving to Florida. And so who's going to pay for all of this when we're in a deficit situation? When the people, you know, that create jobs are not, and innovators are not going to be here.
Here's what I don't get about this claim that California has, I think it was a $21 billion surplus. I have read article after article after article about the public employee pension crisis. How could they claim they have a surplus when they have this massive pension problem?
Yes, they have a massive unfunded liability for pensions. And it's, you know, we keep trying to initiatives to try to change this, but so far it's still there. And so people in the government sector that are get these huge pensions, and they, you know, they retire in their 50s, they get other jobs, and yet they're taking all this money out of the state. And people who are in the private sector, you know, have to keep working hard in order to save for their retirement. And meanwhile, we have to subsidize as taxpayers all of these people who are gaming the system.
But how could Democrats say that California has a budget surplus when they have what they call an employee pension crisis? I mean, if it's you call it an unfunded liability, I mean, how could you claim you have a surplus when you have this?
Well, exactly. But the Democrats in California have a supermajority in the Assembly and in the Senate, and of course, Governor Gavin Newsom. So, you know, they can say anything they want. The Republicans have their hands tied because they don't, you know, they have no leverage at this point. So, you know, it sounds good to the man on the street, and most people don't delve into the actual numbers. And so California is in a crisis situation.
So I guess that would be a good time to spend $100 million on healthcare for non-citizens while you have people, you have homeless camps popping up on every corner of L.A. and San Francisco.
Right. Well, you know, it could have been worse. A number of the lawmakers wanted to go even further and add every undocumented adult to get free Medi-Cal, and that cost would have been $3.4 billion a year. So, and Mr. Newsom said, we can't afford to do that right now, although I wouldn't put it past him to think that this is in their long-term goal. And, you know, California would be the first state in the nation to do this, to provide all the Medi-Cal coverage to undocumented immigrants. And, you know, how many other blue states are going to copy what California does? I mean, we used to say, as goes California, so goes the nation, would be good things. But now, you know, these are bad things that one hopes other states won't copy. But $3.4 billion was the idea of many of the very liberal Democrats in the California legislature.
You know, Forbes has the number at $1 trillion in pension liability. And I saw a couple articles before you came on the program that Gavin Newsom wants to rein in some of the pension liability. So let me get this straight. Gavin Newsom, whether or not some of these public sector unions have had such sway over the budget and secured extraordinarily generous public pensions, many of these people that retire, I don't know where they go, but I know that in New York and New Jersey, most of the public employees go and retire in Florida, right? They take their it was convenient for them to live in a high tax state, but once they're on pension, they want to go live in a low tax state where everything's cheaper. So Gavin Newsom is going to have to deal with the pension crisis by somehow, I don't know if it's going to be in the courts, it's going to be in the, he's going to have to renege on the promises made to these workers, American citizens, in order to cover the cost of the non-citizen to whom he wants to grant $100 million to. If they've got $1 trillion pension, you know, unfunded pension liability, they don't have a budget surplus. But basically, if they have to rein in the pension obligation to fund illegal immigrant health care, that's a real kick in the rear end to people that worked for the state, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And also that those people, there are a lot of people, taxpayers in the state of California, who currently don't have health coverage, and they're going to have to subsidize these people who are here illegally. And that just is not fair. So it's really, and then the other thing is that Newsom not only wants to provide this Medi-Cal coverage at a cost of, as you say, $100 million for 138,000 people, young people, but he also wants to bring back the individual mandate, which was ended on January 1st of this year under the tax reform of 2017. But he wants to bring in a state individual mandate to raise more money to help pay for these programs. Plus, he wants to increase the amount of subsidies that people on the exchanges from 400% of the federal poverty level up to 600% of the federal poverty level. So a family of four earning $150,000 would get a subsidy of $100 a month towards their health care. So he has all of these things going on because he's trying to placate the nurses union, who was really pushing for single-payer health care, and he endorsed that idea when he was running because it had passed the Senate back under Governor Brown. It never went anywhere. But he's got all of these things, promises that he's made, and they're all about expanding the cost of running the state of California.
How many people have to leave the state before they get a clue? I mean, it's happening in New Jersey, like I said, New York and New Jersey. People are just running out of the state. They're taking their money. You know, in some cases, they're selling their homes at a loss. And like you said, they're getting out for states like Tennessee and Florida and Texas. How many people have to take wealth out of the state? And you know what I would love, and I don't know if this is possible, I would love to study where most of the Hollywood celebrities actually have their money. I think you could probably start where they're actually registered to vote, because I got a feeling that a lot of these tech billionaires and Hollywood celebrities have hired the right people to make sure that they're not being gouged by the state of California.
Yes, because, you know, as I mentioned, the millionaire's tax, which makes California has the highest state tax in the nation, and it was originally in for just a couple of years, but then it was extended to 2030. And so people in Hollywood, you know, are facing very, very high taxes. So it wouldn't surprise me at all that they've got shelter plans, or, you know, their permanent residence is 6 months, less a day, not in the state of California.
Yeah. I mean, if you open a production company in, let's say, Park City, Utah, or Sun Valley, Idaho, and you're on location part of the year, living, you know, Utah, Idaho part of the year, sure, you can enjoy 6 months minus a day in Malibu or L.A. and San Fran and not pay the state income tax.
Right. Exactly. And so this is, I mean, I don't know how many are going to have to move, but I know that when Jerry Brown was the governor, he always sort of said that, well, there aren't many people leaving the state, but there are a lot of people leaving the state. I mean, Arthur Laffer was one of the first people to leave California about a decade ago. Andy Puzder, who was ahead of Carl's Jr., he moved to Tennessee. A lot of people, not just high income people like those two. A lot of middle and upper middle income people are leaving the state if they can, because it puts more pressure on the people the taxpayers who are left to cover all of these ridiculous programs that are being increased at great cost.
Let me ask you this: with the invite being extended by California, and the federal government unable to get the border under control, how long do you think this $100 million is going to last? And what's it going to look like a year from now, 2 years from now, if we're doubling and tripling the number of migrants coming into a state like California? I mean, that $100 million is not going to last very long.
Well, no, it isn't. And as you know, no government program ever costs what it's projected to cost. I mean, look at the ridiculous bullet train. It was, you know, going to cost $39 billion to go from, you know, Fresno to Bakersfield. And who travels between Fresno and Bakersfield? It's now up to about $98 billion. And I'm glad that Mr. Trump has said that he's not putting any more funding into it. Of course, the state will sue. But, you know, these programs all cost a lot more. And so $98 billion, $100 billion for the funding for the illegal immigrants up to age 26 is going to be just a drop in the bucket compared to what the real cost will be. And of course, you know, more and more illegal immigrants are trying to come into the state of California.
Well, they're being invited in. Gavin Newsom is saying, come one, come all. You know, why
come
not
all.
Everybody come here? And there'll be free college tuition or subsidized college tuition, pre-K, which is, you know, basically daycare, and there's going to be free health care. And, you know, when you look at the homeless crisis that they're facing in the city where he was the mayor, it's funny. He wants to go out on a listening tour and listen to state and to local government officials. He was a local government official. You can't solve the problem with the people that you have, so you're inviting more people to partake in the problem. That is a recipe for disaster.
I absolutely agree. And if you tour around downtown San Francisco or anywhere, it's a complete mess. And, you know, the politicians are all they say is we need to throw more money at this. That is not the solution to this problem. Los Angeles has had the LA Times has had a series of articles every day for the past week talking about the cost of the portable toilets. Per toilet is about $330,000. You have to have people manning, watching these toilets 12 hours a day, because otherwise there will be people doing drugs, people trashing them, the cost of the toilet. I mean, all of these things are leading to, you know, a further breakdown of California. And it's such a shame, because the Golden State has lost, you know, its golden shine.
All right, I got to leave it here. The California sound, I'm sorry. The beach fantasy, the life, those California commercials they put up, they look great with all the celebrities in them. I don't know how anyone does it. I don't know how anyone lives in California. I got to leave it there. Sally Pipes, President and CEO of Pacific Research Institute, pacificresearch.org. Thanks for coming back on the program.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.